Business Adventures isn't just a book, it's a time capsule that captures the soul of American capitalism in the 1960s while revealing truths about money and human behavior that remain startlingly relevant today. When Bill Gates received Warren Buffett's personal copy decades after publication, he discovered what makes this collection extraordinary. John Brooks transforms seemingly dry corporate events into rich human dramas, showing how the psychological forces driving markets haven't changed since the first stock exchange opened in Amsterdam over 400 years ago. Whether examining spectacular failures like the Ford Edsel or unprecedented successes like Xerox, Brooks reveals that behind every balance sheet and market fluctuation lies a story of human ambition, folly, innovation, and occasionally, wisdom. It will fluctuate. J.P. Morgan's famous response when asked what the stock market would do captures finance's one constant. The little crash of May 1962 demonstrates this perfectly. The market suffered its worst decline since 1929, causing widespread panic, only to recover days later. During this panic, wealthy individuals sold heavily while lower-income people bought. Women sold 2.5 times as much as men, and mutual funds actually stabilized the market. These patterns repeat throughout history because markets aren't driven by economic formulas, but by human psychology. Cycles of greed followed by fear that remain consistent across centuries. As one Wall Street veteran noted, people may be more careful for a year or two, then we'll see another speculative buildup followed by another crash. We've seen this with dot-com stocks, housing, and cryptocurrencies. The technology changes, but our responses to risk, reward, and uncertainty remain stubbornly consistent. The Ford Edsel represents one of business history's costliest failures. Despite a $250 million investment, over $2 billion today, extensive market research, and massive promotion, consumers rejected the car immediately upon launch. Ford targeted the younger executive or professional family on its way up with distinctive styling. After generating 2,000 potential names, they ironically chose Edsel, a name their own research had rejected. By launch, they had nearly established their goal of 1,200 dealers nationwide. The Edsel's September 1957 debut unfortunately coincided with an economic recession, shifting preferences toward smaller cars and the Sputnik launch. The car's distinctive styling became a liability as critics mocked its horse-collar grille while mechanical problems plagued early models. This case demonstrates how even meticulous planning fails when market conditions shift or groupthink prevents honest evaluation. Organizations still make similar mistakes today, pursuing grand visions while ignoring changing consumer preferences or market realities. Success requires not just planning, but adaptability and willingness to challenge consensus thinking. Why do wealthy individuals finance municipal governments while denouncing government interference? Why do high-income couples prefer December weddings? Why do successful artists stop working mid-year? The answer is our tax code, a system so complex it creates two separate currencies, before tax money and after tax money, as David Bazelon noted. The American tax system contains a fundamental contradiction: steeply progressive rates paired with escape hatches for the wealthy. In 1960, millionaires paid under 50% effective rates, similar to someone earning just $42,000. This paradox reflects tensions between our egalitarian ideals and capitalist practices. Tax provisions drive seemingly irrational behaviors. The charitable contribution system benefits the wealthy, turning tax avoidance into apparent philanthropy. The oil depletion allowance let well owners deduct up to 27.5% of gross income indefinitely, even after recovering their initial investment. Despite these flaws, the American income tax remains the best obeyed globally, with collection costs of just 44 cents per $100, lower than other developed nations. Today's tax policy debates still center on balancing fairness with economic growth and designing systems the wealthy can't game. The tax code shapes our behavior, revealing our true national priorities more honestly than political rhetoric. The Texas Gulf Sulfur case transformed market information ethics. When the company discovered a rich mineral deposit in 1963, insiders bought shares while publicly downplaying the find, then placed buy orders before news of the major strike spread widely. The SEC's prosecution established that insiders cannot trade on material non-public information and must wait a reasonable time after disclosure. This raised key questions. When is information truly public? How long is reasonable for investors to process news? The case highlighted information timing's immense value. Though a Dow Jones reporter was contacted shortly after 10:10 a.m., the Texas Gulf story didn't appear until 10:54 a.m., a critical window when insiders placed profitable orders. This decision still influences securities law today, yet the fundamental tension remains. Markets inherently involve information asymmetry while striving for fairness. This plays out in high-frequency trading, where millisecond advantages yield millions, and in selective disclosure through social media, raising questions about whether technology has democratized information or created new forms of insider advantage. The story of Xerography demonstrates how a single technology can transform society. From Chester Carlson's kitchen laboratory above an Astoria bar, Xerox revolutionized information sharing, with American copy volume exploding from 20 million annually in the mid-1950s to 14 billion by 1966. Xerox Corporation's business success was equally dramatic, rising from unranked in Fortune's 500 largest companies in 1961 to 126th by 1967. Its stock multiplied 66 times between 1959 and 1967, perhaps the era's greatest investment story. The 914 copier developed a unique relationship with users, exhibiting animal traits that required care while behaving unpredictably. "I was frightened of it at first," one operator admitted. The Xerox men say, "If you're frightened of it, it won't work," and that's pretty much right. The technology brought challenges, including overcopying and widespread copyright infringement. Marshall McLuhan correctly predicted Xerography would revolutionize publishing by enabling readers to become authors and publishers, foreshadowing today's self-publishing world. This pattern repeats with each transformative technology: initial skepticism, explosive adoption, unforeseen social consequences, and market saturation. The Xerox story provides a template for understanding how innovations from computers to smartphones to AI reshape industries and behavior. The 1963 crisis involving Ira Hopton Co. and fraudulent vegetable oil warehouse receipts threatened American market confidence. When this scandal coincided with President Kennedy's assassination, the New York Stock Exchange faced its greatest challenge since 1929. In just 27 minutes after news of Kennedy's shooting, stock values fell by $13 billion. Exchange President Funston prioritized protecting innocent customers. He gathered 30 leading brokers and proposed an unprecedented solution. The exchange would fund making all customers whole. After negotiating with creditor banks, including British banks holding $5.5 million in unsecured loans, customers received $6.7 million by Christmas, and by March 1964, virtually all were made whole. This response demonstrated Wall Street's capacity for responsible crisis management. The willingness to protect innocent customers preserved public confidence during extreme uncertainty and showed the financial community could act decisively when truly threatened. How organizations respond to crises reveals their true character. Maintaining trust requires sacrifice and bold action, perhaps the most important business adventure of all.